How could hackers operating out of Russia manage to shut down one of America's most vital gasoline pipelines? Your Wednesday Tech Update is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Let their award-winning security system and highly trained experts keep your family safe. Get a free security camera at SimpliSafeChem.com. Until last weekend, you probably never heard of the 5,500-mile Colonial Pipeline. The line supplies gasoline to cities and towns in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey from refineries in Houston. It was a typical ransomware attack that usually begins when someone opens an email unleashing a virus onto the network. And yeah, blame the hackers. In the eastern U.S., gas prices will skyrocket. Gas lines will be long. But the big question is how much more of our vital infrastructure will be hit before we can get our act together? Because if they can do this, they can also turn out the lights. I'm Kim Komando. Ever wish you could sit around and talk about digital stuff with me and your friends? That's the show that we call Tech Refresh. There's a little news, a lot of attitude, and tons of laughs. Wherever you get your podcasts, search for Tech Refresh with Kim Komando and Friends. That's Tech Refresh with Kim Komando and Friends in your favorite podcast player.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.